So we know that there are 6 cases in Kansas right now. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have 6 reports, not 6 cases. Of those reports, we have 3 cases that are confirmed or probable, and then 3 that are under investigation.
Do you know, or well, I should say, are you able to tell us what counties in Kansas they're from or what cities they're from?
No, we're not going to release that information to protect patient confidentiality.
Okay. What is being done to find out more about the outbreak or what could be causing it? What's behind it?
So KDHE is actively investigating reports of possible cases as they come in from clinicians. So we're looking at the possible cases of severe lung illness associated with the use of e-cigarettes. So that investigation includes consultation with the clinical care team, reviewing medical records, and consulting with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So nationally, CDC is gathering information from all of the states that are involved and starting to pull together a national picture on what they're truly seeing. If we're truly seeing an increase in cases, what are the demographics of the confirmed and probable cases, and if there are any trends in the types of substances or devices that are being used.
So is epidemic the right word to describe what's going on?
It's described as a multi-state outbreak.
Okay.
So, a multi-state outbreak of severe lung illness associated with the use of e-cigarettes.
This is fascinating. And I want to start with, you know, we've heard some things about the possible vaping ingredients. I'll get to that in a minute. But is this a death sentence? Or like, how serious is this if you should have this illness happen to you?
It's not a quote-unquote death sentence. We do encourage anyone that feels like they're experiencing the symptoms that have been seen nationally, and they do use these e-cigarette products, to talk to their physicians about what they're experiencing so that we can evaluate to see if it is potentially associated with the use of the e-cigarette products.
As this is a new thing, there's not a, I don't know, a proper, is there a diagnosis? Is there a cure right now?
So it's not, we don't know if it's quote unquote new. Again, as we get a national picture emerging, we'll be able to better tell, you know, were there cases being seen before and they hadn't been reported, or is it truly an increase or a spike in cases in recent weeks? So that's information that's to be coming.
That's actually a good question, too. I was vaping a year ago, and I did feel in October that I had an illness that I'd never had before. I had a bronchial infection, and I had been vaping at the time a certain type of vape, and I've always wondered if maybe that was the culprit, because I'd never in my life had this happen. Is it something that somebody
right.
like me who's experienced that and is wondering, is it something I could report to the state or to the CDC at some point and say, hey, I was using this product at this time and had this illness? Are you going to look into something like that down the road?
I believe the FDA has asked people to report in general. I can't remember off the top of my head what their website is that FDA asked for reporting. I think they've just said consumers in general, if you've experienced adverse health effects after using any type of, you know, e-cigarette product, to report it to them.
Do we know what the possible vaping ingredients are causing this illness? Because since we've posted a story on our KFDI News Facebook page, we've had some listeners say it's definitely the vitamin E oil and that this is something, and I don't know if this is true, this is just what listeners are commenting on our Facebook. They're saying it's vitamin E oil and it's has to do specifically with THC products and THC vaping.
So within Kansas and nationally, we cannot say yet if there's any patterns in the types of substances or devices even that are being used. So that's information that's currently under investigation. So nationally, there are reports that patients have used THC products only, nicotine products only, or a combination of both. So that's why right now we can't say there's any definitive, these are the substances that are being used, or even these are the devices that are being used.
So we can't isolate the true cause yet, but we'll get there with the data, correct?
Correct. Hopefully that's what will emerge from the states reporting up to CDC, then, you know, that better national picture with more data.
Now, I think we can recognize that vaping anything, or, you know, just like smoking anything, is it's an addictive behavior. So telling people just stop is probably not going to help, because there's probably some people who aren't going to listen. Some might be scared enough to quit. Some won't. Do we have a plan in place? You know, does 1-800-QUIT-NOW, does that work for vaping as well? You know, does the state have any plan to protect consumers?
Obviously, the more information people have, the better. So KDHE has been working with the Kansas Department of Education on vape-free schools. And then, of course, we're encouraging people to make the general move to quitting. There is a helpline, 1-800-QUIT-NOW. So that is the helpline to help encourage people to moving towards quitting.
And hopefully people will, because I still wonder if it was something that made me sick almost a year ago.
And absolutely.
Locally, Goddard Public Schools is going to file a lawsuit. Well, they have filed a lawsuit against the manufacturers of e-cigarettes and vaping products. And I don't know, you know, what's going to happen with that, but this is probably the way things are going. Are these companies, these manufacturers, are they on the hook for anything right now?
I have no idea. I wouldn't be able to speak to whether or not these companies are on the hook for anything right now.
Anything that the state or feds would be after them to, do or change anything, like marketing perhaps?
Right. I think that you would have to kind of talk to maybe the AG's office.
Okay.
About anything that they may or may not have planned.
It's interesting. As a doctor, I'm sure you probably don't follow the legal aspect, but it might be something that might be honestly growing, right? It's such a weird thing. I've never seen anything like it. What do you think is the reason why we're seeing so much of this all of a sudden it's become an outbreak? What do you think is behind it becoming, because we've had vapes for years. Why now?
Yeah. Again, we don't definitively know, we don't have enough of a look on the data to say, yep, this is definitely an increase, a spike in cases. Again, cases might have been happening, but never reported, or they might have been seen at hospitals, but didn't recognize kind of on a national picture what was going on. So again, as we have more data, we'll be able to see, okay, when were these patients seen? Are we, in a timeline format, are we truly seeing an increase or a spike in cases?
So there is surveillance now. Would it be the person who died in the state of Kansas, what would be on their death certificate? Would it be vaping illness?
It all depends on how the physician fills out the death certificate.
Interesting. So in your estimate, what would be the time when all this data would come through and we'd be able to have something that would kind of show us the cause or show us a direction to go in as far as public health is concerned? Do you have a time frame on that at this time?
We're really in the relatively beginning stages of what is a multi-state outbreak. So as more cases are reported to the different public health authorities in those states and public health authorities investigate and then report that data up to CDC, we'll get a better picture nationally on what's going on. So I don't have a time frame, but all the different public health authorities are actively investigating cases and working with CDC to investigate.
It's fascinating. It's scary. I'm sure some hysteria might probably be warranted depending on, the people in your life and how much they're using these products. I'm sure cutting down at any rate will help you.
Yes, and that's our recommendation and CDC's recommendation right now as well. During this outbreak, as we work to figure out what the cause might be, their recommendation is just to not vape.
Thank you, Dr. Farah Ahmed, an epidemiologist with the state of Kansas. You're saving lives. You're working hard on this, and thank you for your time today. We appreciate you so much.
No problem.